Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Yes! Brand new banging I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. On today's I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, Deuce Pacino, a.k.a. the young shooter Dean Collins, is back. As the part-time, sometime co-host, we are breaking down Dickstein Donald Trump's announcement that he will be running for President of the United States 2024, plus another road rage incident in L.A., and so much more on a hard-hitting, brand-new, banging I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice, yes. Start this puppy off with something real loud, yes. But most importantly, start this puppy off with something real funky. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Liggity, let's fucking go. Boom. Boom, yes. Higgity, have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. The name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff, a.k.a. the Raging Bullshitter, a.k.a. Mr. New York, a.k.a. the White Chocolatito, a.k.a. the Jewish Jake LaMotta, and you are now rocking with the very best. I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming live and direct. Hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's feeling safe. Hope everybody is feeling sane. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. Without further ado, we jumped right in there. Oh, yeah. We jumped right in. I'll bring in the part-time, sometime co-host with the most. They call him Deuce Valentine. Some people call him the young shooter. Some people call him Deuce Pacino. Some people call him Deuce Collins. Here he is, without further ado, the part-time, sometime co-host with the most, Dean Collins. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good, man. Always doing good. I noticed that you were late to the podcast today, which I know you've been giving me a lot of shit every podcast about me, like, being a minute off or you know, not getting my timing right. I just wanted to say you were about 20 minutes late to our podcast on a 12:30 p.m. DST time, which I was a little bit early to, but I don't want to make that about me or anything like that. I just wanted to let you know that you're not perfect. You're also not perfect.
I'm not perfect. I got internet problems over here, and I told you that.
You knew that.
But you've had internet problems for 5 years, and you're a big actor. You have a lot of...
You know what it is? I don't want to call the internet people. I'm dreading, dreading making that call. Because you know when you make that call to the internet people, you know what's going to happen. Everybody knows what's going to happen when you call the internet people. It's an hour to an hour and a half. You're talking to, I don't know, Ish Kebab out there in fucking China. I don't know. It's fucked up. You call the internet people, you're going to have a problem. And since I'm feeling so good, so sane, so safe, I don't want to do that to myself.
You know, I understand that. And you're right. It's not like you call and it's like an hour or two where you're just dealing with them on the phone. That'd be one thing. But it's like you got to block out your whole fucking day to do absolutely nothing. Don't have anything on your calendar. And it's like sometimes it's like an 8-hour ordeal and you're still not getting your internet fixed. So I do understand where you're coming from. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I thought about it like that. So I can understand that.
Thank you for being compassionate, because you could get on the phone with them, have that 5-hour conversation. A lot of the 5-hour conversation is what? I'm sorry, what did you say? Understand what you're saying. That's a lot of the conversation. And then you do the resetting and you do this code and you change this and you change that. Now you unplug it, then you unplug it again. You press the red button and you press the yellow button. And then you wait. And then you wait on hold again. And then they pass you off to somebody. And then at the end of it, they go, we need to send a technician to your house.
Yeah.
So
right. And you're right. There are a lot of the technicians are like from Nigeria, Indonesia. I don't understand what the deal with that is. I mean, we have like, you know, we have different wall outlets out here. Like, you don't even know what I'm doing over here. I mean, it's just, I don't understand it. So I understand what you're saying. I don't want to give you grief on that end.
I appreciate that. And I appreciate you being so compassionate about that. I appreciate, you know, your disposition today is very calm. You're not as excited as sometimes you are. Cause sometimes you come on and you got a little twitch vibe to you. I don't like that vibe. I don't like that.
I'm working on that. I'm working on that. I appreciate you liking this. I'm trying to have a calm disposition.
You're working on what?
Well, like I'm looking at like counseling, you know, like I'm looking into therapy. I'm looking into, you know, maybe emailing some therapists. I think that would be a really good thing for me. I think it would be, God, I think it would be life-changing for you. I mean, clearly you've never seen a therapist because, I mean, we could all tell that you've never seen a therapist.
I've been to therapy.
Well, that hasn't worked. We know
Excuse
that hasn't
me.
Worked.
What's that mean?
It just, you don't strike me as a guy who's been to therapy, who's like worked on his issues. You seem like the poster boy for someone who should be in therapy. And that's not a diss at you, but.
Excuse me. No, it is a diss at me. It's not a diss at you. Yeah, it is a diss at me. The fuck you talking about? Not a diss at you. It's a diss at me. It's a diss at me. I have been to therapy. It did work. And that was the first phase of my life. Listen, you're not the only one who's trying to push me into therapy these days, okay? What are you, fucking Albert Einstein? All of a sudden, you're a psychoanalyst or something like that?
No, I need it too. That's my whole point, is I'm looking to talk to somebody about, you know, my inner demons and a lot of these problems and how I can bring it to the real world to have a calmer disposition. Like you said, I'm working on it. So I think it's important for everybody to get into therapy.
Are you on mood stabilizers?
No, I know.
Are you on mood stabilizers right now?
No. I'm
You're not on any mood stabilizers.
Well, is Zoloft a mood stabilizer?
Babe, is Zoloft a mood stabilizer?
No, it's an
antidepressant, you fuck. What the fuck you talking about?
Yeah, I'm withdrawing from that antidepressant. I went from 150 milligrams. I'm at 15 milligrams right now. So the lower you get, the more intense and the more your attitude changes. If anyone out there is withdrawing from their antidepressants or going very slow, the lower you go, the more of a piece of shit asshole you are to a lot of people around you. And you have to keep that in mind. You have to keep your attitude in check, because I've really had to keep that in check. You wake up and you're pissed off for no reason. It happens. So I'm at a very low dose, and the lower you go, the harder it is to be around you. So I commend everyone that's on that journey with me.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. You got to be careful weaning off of those antidepressants. So you
need to be on them. You need to be on them.
My friend, I'm not a depressed person, but I have mood stabilizers. I'm not a depressed... What I'm on is... I'm on Lexapro, homie. I'm on 20 mg a day. And if I don't take it by, I don't know, 10 in the morning, everybody sees the difference. I like to take that 20 mg before 10. Normally, I take it first thing in the morning. But the point is, motherfucker, I'm on mood stabilizers.
Okay.
Oh, no, my wife is saying...
I didn't know that.
Okay. Let's move on. Let's move on. And I wanted to talk to you about, because the last time I believe you were on the podcast or a couple of podcasts ago, or a few times, we've talked about your road rage. We've talked about you, you know, hawking at people in the street. We've talked about you seeing some incidents over there at the subway. You went to a subway to get a sandwich, and you saw a guy got assaulted, and no one wants to see that happen to anybody. We certainly don't want it to happen to Deuce Valentine, especially with the holidays coming up, and then right after the holidays is, boom, Valentine's Day. We don't want Deuce Valentine walking around with a black eye on Valentine's Day. So I heard a story in L.A., which was frightening for a couple of reasons. Number one, it was in L.A. Number two, it was a big celebrity, Denise Richards, actress from, you know, a bunch of movies, Sex Symbol from the James Bond movies. She was in that other movie with Matt Dillon. I mean, she's, you know, Denise Richards is, you know, probably once considered the sexiest woman alive.
Wild Things.
Wild Things. You know, had a big, big, good run as an actress. And then made a comeback as a really, really, obviously she was married to Charlie Sheen. She was dealing with that fucking whack job. Holy shit. She was with Charlie Sheen during that
time. During that winning time.
She was with Charlie Sheen during that Tiger Blood, during that winning. So this, talk about a person who understands craziness and understands mood stabilizers, and probably someone who's probably equipped to diagnose people with all sorts of shit, Denise Richards. And most recently, she was an excellent addition to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills until Lisa Rinna ran her the fuck off the show. That being said, she's also married to this guy who is probably a nice guy, but he comes off with a real dick disposition. Her husband, what's his name? Aaron, who has the disposition of somebody who will flip you off. Anybody that saw him on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills would guess Aaron might have instigated the road rage incident. Now, if you tell somebody to suck your dick or fuck off or fuck yourself, that doesn't mean your car should be shot out. Your car shouldn't be shot at. But if you saw Aaron, Denise Richards' husband, on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, you could guess, you wouldn't be surprised if it turns out that he said something to the person that shot at the car. That being said, that's not a way to deal with somebody in a car, is to shoot at their car. So apparently, allegedly, this happened yesterday in L.A. They shot up Denise Richards' car with homeboy in the car, her husband in the car. Now, Denise Richards didn't curse the person out. So, again, I have to assume it was probably Aaron, her husband, who did it. And immediately, I thought of you, Dean Collins, because we've warned you. We've said, Deuce Pacino, you need to be careful with your road rage, because I've seen you get better. But, it, you know, historically, I've seen you mouth off in the car.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right, and that's fucking crazy.
I'm sorry. That was called throwing it to you. Like when I throw it to you, and you go, "Mm-hmm," that means like.
What do you mean?
Kibi's laughing.
What do you mean? You threw it to me, and I was going to respond to what you were
Kibi's
throwing at
over
me.
Kibi's over there going, "Do you need me?" She's chomping at the bit to get in here.
Well, what did I do? You're asking me what I think of. I mean, you've been talking about it, and then you threw it at me, and I said, and then I said, that's interesting. I was going to say what I was going to say, and then you cut me off before I even was able to say it. So,
in all the years that we've done the podcast, and you've been the guest host, I've never heard you go, mm-hmm.
Well, I'm fucking listening. I'm digesting what you're saying.
I've never heard you go, mm-hmm. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Since we last talked, have you, I feel like we're like doing like a sobriety check. Have you had any road rage incidents?
No, absolutely not. I have not had any road rage incidents, and it's never worth it. You never fucking know what the other person is dealing with in that car. It's never worth to slam your, like, press your horn down on people to say fuck you, give them the finger. I still do it. I'm not perfect. Like, it's happened. I have a lot of road rage, but I was way worse than I am now. And I really don't get on anyone's ass. Don't tail anyone. That's another thing.
No.
Don't get on anyone's ass. You're looking for trouble. And it's like the Denise Richards
thing. Don't brake check them.
Don't brake check them. Even though in an insurance claim and all that, it would technically be their fault for rear-ending you. I didn't say that, but it would be their fault. And I'm just saying it's never worth it. You don't know if these people have fucking weapons, they have guns, bats, they're ready to come out. And especially in LA, it's so chaotic right now. It's the worst it's ever been. I'm living out here. I don't know if it's because of social media and you're seeing all sorts of horrible things happen. I don't think so. I think crime is the worst it's ever been in Los Angeles. And you can't fuck with people right now. Like, you really can't. People have nothing to lose. And, you know, you give someone the fucking bird and all of a sudden fucking pistols coming out, you know, your way into your car, and it's very scary. So glad she's all right.
Have
but
you
yeah, I don't
seen
fuck around.
Any weird shit in Los Angeles? Have you seen any weird shit in Los Angeles since the infamous subway incident when you were going to the subway on La Brea in Hollywood. Have you seen anything crazy in your cars?
The only thing I could think of is there is somebody, I think, on Highland in Santa Monica, maybe, who's, he seems crazy. He's got kind of like no clothes on, and he's got a fishing pole with a tip jar attached to the fishing pole at the very end. He's on the sidewalk with a giant fishing pole walking around for having people like tipping him in his bucket. I thought that was very clever, actually. I thought it was a really interesting way to get some money. So, I feel like that's admirable. You know, you're like separating yourself from, you know, everybody else. The other thing that happened, actually...
Separate yourself from the pack.
From the pack, definitely. And the other thing that happened to me was I was on a hunt to... I had this, like, I've been on my orange wine tip lately. I've really been loving orange wine because at 32 years old, I can't drink a bottle of red wine, share it with anybody. The hangovers are so fucking bad. The cheap wine, like, it's just, I'm aging now where I'm like, it's affecting me. These hangovers turn to like 4-day hangovers. So I want to go to the natural wine route. So I've been really into orange wine lately. So there's a place called Venice Liquor. I think it's called Venice Liquor, and I ordered on Postmate a bottle of really nice orange wine from Venice Liquor. And I was like, fuck, I took a picture of the bottle. I loved it. I had a great time drinking it. Felt really good. So I wanted to go get that particular bottle recently. I looked up Venice Liquor. I didn't realize it was in Venice Beach, the actual liquor store that I ordered on Postmates. It took me to another Venice Liquor. I ended up driving. I was like, oh, fuck it. This bottle of orange wine is totally worth it. I'm going to go on a little adventure and I'm going to drive and find it. It ends up taking me like down Western and fucking Pico or something. And in LA, that's like not a great neighborhood to be in. It's like past Koreatown. It's not good. And I show up and it's like this like junky 7-Eleven looking place. This like says Venice Liquor. And I'm like, God, this doesn't seem like a place that would have natural wines. Like, I don't know. It looks sketchier than a 7-Eleven. So I pulled my car in, you know, and I'm driving like, you know, a decent car. I'm driving a Lexus. Like, it's my new Lexus. It's an SUV. Like, I'm sticking out like a sore thumb. Uh-huh. I don't look right
and
in
we
this
go,
neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And, and I don't look right. And I kind of, you know, it's like, there's no real parking spots there. So I kind of just pulled in and just kind of like, just parked my car any way I wanted to park it. There's no spaces. It's just like a little shitty thing outside there. So I kind of parked diagonally a little bit. It wasn't the best parking job, but no one was around me. Soon as I got out of the car, this sketchy, really sketchy sedan blacked out rims and like tinted ass windows. You can't see the tinted windows that you can't see in whoever's driving. You don't know who's in that car. The window rolls down and he's driving by really slowly. And he's like, you can't park like that, white boy. You can't park like that. You're in the hood, white boy. And I was so scared. I didn't look at him. And he was like, hey, motherfucker, you can't park like that. You're in the hood, white boy. You're in the hood. And he kept shouting at me, and I didn't look his way. I was terrified. You know, I have pepper gel in the center console of my car. That's all I have. I don't have a baseball bat. I don't have a taser. I have my pepper gel, and I don't know what that's going to do, you know, because the pepper gel supposedly...
Shit. You had your pepper gel?
Supposedly the pepper gel takes about 3 minutes to kick in. So I could spray that pepper gel on someone, but they have a 3-minute window to really like, they could kick my ass or they could murder me at that point. And then your eye starts stinging. So this guy starts harassing me and I'm like, fuck. And it's me, you know, I sort of have a punchable face. I've heard that a couple times in my life. I went into the liquor store and there's some sketchy people in this liquor store, and I'm looking for the wine. And I went over to the clerk, and I was like, do you have orange wine, natural orange wine? And he started laughing at me. And he was like, no, I don't know. Like, he was, like, looking at me like, what are you doing here? Like, what are you doing here? You don't look like you... So I immediately ran out of the store. I got in my car, and I zoomed off back to my...
That's what's
back
up.
To where you... my people are.
Right.
It was scary.
Fucking funny.
I see how it's funny now. At the time, it wasn't that funny to me.
You know,
I
guarantee you, everybody listening is going, that shit's funny.
Yeah, I think it's funny now, too. You know, Trump is running again in 2024, right? He says he's running.
It's happening. It's happening. Dick Stain Donald Trump is running for president. Yeah, I heard. He said he was going to announce that he was running for president. And the motherfucker announced that he's running for president, and he is, in fact, running for president. It's really ready or not. Here he comes. Whether you want it, whether you don't want it, It's going down. I saw his announcement. He looked punchy. He looked tired. He's still talking this. I mean, he needs to get some new writers. He really, truly needs to get some new writers. One thing that hasn't been reported is that after the president announced, Fox News' Sean Hannity was on Fox News, and he literally came all over himself live on television. Did you see the clip of that?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. He came all over himself?
He skeeted all over himself. He was so elated that Dick Stane, Donald Trump, announced that he was coming back. He was on Fox News ejaculating all over himself.
No, I don't buy that, but that would be incredible.
Look,
if that actually...
Look at the clip. Look up the clip. Look up the clip. What, babe? What? What? You know what? Hold on. You can pick up the knife, baby.
Honestly, I think it was you who ejaculated. Hi, Dean. I need some backup here. Dean.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to survive another 4 years with this. I can't take it. Somebody's got to do something. I cannot live with this man over here while Donald Trump runs for president again. I'm not going to be able to live. It's such negativity. I can't fucking stand it. You're the one. You sat and you kept switching from Bachelor in Paradise to look at his speech because you were dying for fucking content.
No.
It's pathetic. Yeah. No.
Yes,
that's what you
I believe
were doing.
That. No, I believe that. And no one wants to hear it. And I didn't. I'm so glad your wife just chimed in. I'm so glad that Kibi's here to tell you. I know she keeps it real with you, but I can't stand. Is that fucked that I'm like, I don't want him to win, not because I don't want him to win. I mean, yes, I don't want him to win, but because I
so
no
you want
one
him
wants
to, win.
To hear about it. No one wants to hear about it with you for four more fucking years. Dick Stane, Donald Trump. We've had the post. We're sick of it.
Okay, listen, you're sick of it. So am I. So am I fucking
sick of it. No, you're
not.
You like it. You secretly like it.
I like what?
You live for it. You live for the drama of it. You know, Dick Stane down and pink dick.
I know that fucking...
Negativity.
What am I supposed to... He's going to come back. Okay, you know what? He's going to come back, and when he says, I don't know, whatever the fuck he's going to say, I won't say a word. I won't say...
Leave it to somebody else.
I'll leave it to somebody
else. I feel like it's hurt our life.
Dean.
First of all, it puts our life in danger.
No, it doesn't put our life in danger. Have you felt...
It does put our life in danger,
actually. Have you ever felt nervous out on...
Because I'm friends with you.
You just said you got ran off the road. You just said you got ran off the road in Los Angeles the other day. He's getting road rage attacks. They called him "Get out of the road, white boy," just 5 minutes ago.
Oh, Dean.
Watch where you are, white boy. This isn't... Not, when I'm with you, that don't happen.
Dean, be careful.
Maybe they know I'm friends with you. Maybe they're targeting me. Maybe they realize I'm friends with you, and it's like now it's trickling into my life. Like, it's a danger to my life.
Too.
You're putting me and your wife in danger.
Don't happen. Oh, there's
Listen.
No danger. You just said you saw an incident at a subway, and then you were just going to get a bottle of wine, and they said, get the fuck out of here, white boy, you bitch-ass white boy, and you ran like a little bitch. This is when I'm there,
I didn't run
happen.
Like a little... No, I didn't run
I
like
know,
a little
Dean.
Bitch. I didn't run.
Keep
I got into my car
swivel.
At a reasonable pace. I got in, I put my car in drive, and I left. I didn't run like a little bitch.
Well, you said you were going to take out your pepper spray
no, I,
and
no,
your
I didn't
pepper
run
gel.
Like a little bitch.
You did. You said, I ran,
Listen,
I ran.
You... Listen, not a lot of people know
guys,
this, but
to
you
go,
told
but Dean,
me 4 years,
listen,
I think it was...
I need your help. I want positive, inspirational...
I won't say a word.
I need you to encourage this guy to let it go. It's negative. People want something different. The people... Me. The people... Me.
Nobody will keep it real. Your wife is keeping it real with you, bro. Nobody will tell you that. And you know what? You told me... Not a lot of people know this, but years ago when you did your Tiki Torch video rant, and you were talking about Donald Trump, you said you've never had so many people stop you in Los Angeles. You said, I feel like... I almost feel like a president myself. I kind of feel like a king where people are stopping me
Get
in the streets
the
and they're saying, Michael,
I
thank
never
you so much
that. I
for
never
these...
fucking
no,
said that.
I'm going to tell you where it changed for you. Because you used to just put them out, you know, every now and again. I mean, I miss the guy that would put out puppy videos and all positivity and all that
Fuck
stuff. Then
those
it just
puppies.
Became Trump.
Fuck them puppies. Okay, listen. When he's doing all this crazy shit, when push comes to shove, don't come fucking crying to me to say anything about it. Do not come crying to me to say anything about it.
I didn't say it. I was asking your opinion about it. Your wife came in. Kibi said she had all those thoughts. I didn't think about that until she mentioned it. But I appreciate all your videos. Of course, I appreciate all these videos.
You want me to block
God,
you?
God, what's going to fucking...
I'll block
what?
You. I'll fucking block you.
No, you're not going to block... What do you
I'll
mean?
I'll block you
you're
on Instagram, homie.
Me.
I'll block you on Instagram, Duke.
I just want to go back to the calm disposition that we had in the beginning of the podcast. I think that's important. But I also think it's important for you to spread some positivity. Like, put up the puppy videos. Put up the gorilla videos.
I spread the positivity.
I like
put up puppy videos. I put up my sports videos. I don't know what you people... Listen, I don't know what you people want me to do, okay? I don't know what you people want me to do. I am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the Draft King's YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The other thing that I wanted to talk to you about, Dean, and I'm saying this with all seriousness.
Yeah.
Now that you are a reality show, relationship show fan, I think it's important for you to consider possibly submitting yourself to be on a reality TV show. You on Bachelor in Paradise.
I've been thinking about that.
Yo, you've been thinking about this?
I'm so glad you said this. I have really been considering this because I've been watching all this shit and I'm like, I would love to be there. And I could put on like maybe I'm too old now because I'm 32, but like I could be that 23-year-old. Like, hey guys, like, yo, I'm here. Like, we're fucking pool party. Like, I feel like I could do that.
Listen, whatever, you can't lie because they do background checks. I think you as you, 32, whatever you are, 32, looks 23, whatever the math is. You need to get on these shows because number one, I think you'd find love. Number two, I think you'd be like the different kind of, even though you don't shave your chest, you're still hairless. They like hairless men on there. Mm-hmm. The majority of them are Cock Diesel. You're obviously not Cock Diesel. I think you on a beach with your really pale body. I just think the women would love you. I think you would do great. I think you'd be funny. I think you'd be a fan favorite. So I think we need to figure out a way to get you on Love is Blind or Married at First Sight or Bachelor or Bachelor in Paradise.
Man.
ASAP. Bachelorette, one of them. ASAP.
Oh, thank you for your support,
Maybe
man.
Maybe we could call Nikki Glaser and get you on Fuckboy Island. Yo, Nikki Glaser could probably get you on Fuckboy Island.
Would love that. I would stick out like a sore thumb. I don't have the body. I don't have the skin tone. I'm not tan. You're right. I really would stick out, but I'd have to use my charm and my comedic ability maybe to sway these girls because I'm not your conventionally attractive guy. Or maybe I am your conventionally attractive guy. Maybe I am.
No, you're not conventionally attractive. No, you're not. Let me stop you right there. You're not conventionally attractive.
Okay, well, that means you're not conventionally attractive.
Fine. For the shows, I know that I'm not conventionally attractive also, Holmes, but you're definitely not conventionally attractive.
Okay.
But you're also not conventionally attractive for these shows because all these shows have these certain kind of guys. They're like, you know, I'm a construction guy, but I also model. Mm-hmm. The point is that I think you would do great.
Thank you.
I think you would do excellent. And we need to figure out how to get you on one of these shows. Deuce Pacino live on The Bachelorette would be sick. It would be sick.
Sign me up. Whatever I have to do, like whatever I have to do, like you don't pay me. I will do whatever it takes to get on one of those shows. So I appreciate your support. And you know, I'm looking to do that. I would love to do that.
All right. Well, I'm going to be looking into it as well. I think it would be great,
man.
TV, and I think it would be great for you. And I think, you up there, like maybe one of these girls, you fall in love with her and then she dumps you and then you're crying, or you dump somebody and she's crying and screaming at you. Whatever the scenario would be, it would be fucking awesome.
Okay.
That being said, we're going to get you on there. We're gonna. I don't know. Do you got to submit? Do you got to do an audition video? Like, what do we got to do?
I'll do whatever. I'll do, if I got to take photos in a swimsuit. If I got to like make a little like testimonial video, whatever it is. Like, I want to do that. So if anyone knows how to get me on there, just like give me those casting calls my way. I don't know, forward those to me. I would love that.
All right, came, saw, conquered. Came, saw, disrupted. Appreciate you, Deuce Pacino. Appreciate you rocking with the show on time. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Take me out of here with something real nice. Take me out of here with something real loud. But most importantly, end this I Am Rapport Stereo podcast with something real funky. I Am Rapport Stereo podcast. I'm out.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.